السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا حتى يقول الرسول والذين آمنوا معه متى نصر الله؟ ألا إن نصر الله قريب. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، أو يمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا، يبيع أحدهم دينه بعرض من الدنيا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My dear respected brothers and elders, we find ourselves edging closer towards the termination of a period of time that without a doubt was one of the most difficult periods of time that most of us had faced in our lives. If there's anyone that can say that they had come through the past few months without any difficulty, without any hardship, without any fear, without any worry and concern, then you'll say that this person is one of the very few fortunate ones. But when it comes to conditions that come upon us, this is part and parcel of being a reciter of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلُوا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The desire of every one of us is to enter Jannah. Our ultimate goal, our ultimate aim is to enter Jannah without hisab kitab, without any reckoning, without any accountability. We want to be saved from eternal destruction in the fire of Jahannam. We want to enter Jannah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala poses the question, that do you assume, do you think that you will enter Jannah whilst that which has afflicted those before you has not yet afflicted you? That what did the people in the past, what affected them? That مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. That they went through such types of adversity, such types of difficulty, such periods of hardship and torment and torture, and they were shaken to the very core, until the point came when the messenger of the time and the believers around him, they had only one solution. They had only one vision that was looked towards the nusrat, the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were driven to the point that the only solution was to cry, Mata Nasrullah. That when is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come upon us? And the answer comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ala inna Nasrullahi qareeb. That the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never far away. The assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very close. It is just upon us to do those actions, to look at the Quranic and the Quran and Hadith for those formulas which attract the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sta'inu bis sabri was salah. Then how do you seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There are two ways that you seek the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is with sabr and the other is through salah. Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who make sabr. Sabr, I have not translated it, because lot of us have this preconceived notion of what sabr means, that it means to be patient. But in the words of the Mufassirin and Muhaddithin, in their explanations, they say sabr is of two types. Especially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about sabr, is not just to be patient, but to remain steadfast. And steadfast with regards to what? Sabr ala ta'ah wa sabr ala ma'asiyah. To remain steadfast upon the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to remain steadfast against the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of us, if you analyze the ummah at large, or the mankind at large at this point of the year, everyone is sort of breathing a sigh of relief, as if the passage of the year, when that zero turns to a one, whatever troubles were found in this year is now going to be over in the next year. And we'll be looking forward to some sort of merriment, some sort of merrymaking, some sort of happiness, some sort of enjoyment. But my dear brothers, we should understand that whilst the entire world was drilled with the preservation of Jaan, that preserve your life, our maqsad, our objective, especially at this time of the year, is preservation of Iman. That how we can come out unscathed with regards to our Iman, with regards to our kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Especially at this time of the year, we are going to be bombarded with every aspect, with every type of fitna, with every type of haram. My dear brothers, this is the time where we should come into, where we should become more active with regards to preserving our Iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has spoken of a time that most specifically during the time, this time of the year, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are found to be true in 100% technical exact sense, that you use good actions to surpass such trials and tribulations. Badiru bil amani fitanan ka qita' al-layl al-mudlim. That use good actions to surpass such trials and tribulations, that will be like dark portions of a dark night. What will happen in such times? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'minan wa yumsi kafira. That a person in the morning, he will wake up in the state of iman. By the time the night comes upon him, he will no longer have iman. He will be completely bereft of iman. Or he will enter the evening in the state of iman. He will be a reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He will be a believer in it as well. But by the time dawn comes upon him, he will be completely bereft of iman. يَبِيعُ أَحَدُهُمْ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. That a person will sell his deen for some worldly commodity. How is it possible that that everlasting happiness, that everlasting success, that everlasting enjoyment can be sold, can be substituted for something that is extremely temporary? My dear brothers, when we do not act upon the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, advices from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the commandments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not make an effort to understand the value of this iman, then if not in a total sense where we completely sell our iman totally, but some portion of our iman gradually will be sold bit by bit for some worldly commodity, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all, until we are completely bereft of our iman. Sometimes it happens in the absolute sense, where overnight a person becomes bereft of iman, a person becomes a total kafir. And sometimes it happens that gradually a person gives up, compromises a portion of his deen, until deen is no longer within that person. Selling the deen to most of us is something that we cannot even think of. It's unfathomable. But if we analyze our lives, that how often do we compromise our deen for some worldly commodity? How many times do we forego our salah for some worldly entertainment, for some worldly enjoyment? How many times do we forego our fajr salah for the comforts of our beds? That is compromising our deen for some worldly commodity. And on a larger scale, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is compromised for fashion. And especially at this time of the year, we go out of our way. We make a concerted effort to break the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At a time when we are supposed to be seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr, through the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and through salah, seeking the assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our salah. We make a concerted effort, we spend large amounts of money. Sometimes putting ourselves through financial stress and difficulty to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najah? Then what is salvation? This advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applicable to us throughout our lives, but more so at this specific time in our lives, at this time of the year, where the efforts of shaitan at its peak, to the extent that they now call it a silly season, now they call it a silly culture. What is the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu? That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him three advices. Allahu Akbar. The first advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amlik alayka lisanak. That control your tongue. Control your tongue. That the words that you utter, the promises that you make. One of the imams, I assume it was Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, he had a ring on which was written, jirmuhu saghirun wa jurmuhu kabirun. That the weight, referring to the tongue, the weight of it is very little, is very small. But the power that it yields, the damage that it can do, is very great. In a split second, this tongue can make or break a marriage. In a split second, this tongue can make or break a man's career. A man's livelihood, a man's entire family structure can be destroyed within a few minutes because of this tongue. Especially at this time of the year when the husband and wife have a lot of time together. The weather is hot outside. Sometimes things begin to heat in within inside the house as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of controlling this tongue with regards to those who are around us, with regards to our subordinates. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that laysa shadidu bi sur'ah. That the strong person is not the one who can wrestle very well. إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. That the strong person is that person who can control himself at the time of anger. So that is the first advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The steps to salvation. The second step to salvation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, extremely applicable at this time. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكَ. That your house should be sufficient for you. That, as far as possible, stay at home. Do not go into those environments which are destructive to our iman. Do not put ourselves into compromising situations. Do not go to those places which will make us compromise our deen, make us sell our portion of our deen for the sake of this dunya. And bring some contentment in our lives. Be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. If not possible, this concept that we have to spend money, this concept that we have to leave our homes, this concept that we have to go into an era in which the ma'asiyat and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes place, this concept that we have to do these things to have a good time, we have to take this out from our hearts, we have to take this out from our minds, that happiness does not lie in spending large amounts of money behind frivolous pursuits. But true happiness and contentment lies in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the tilawat of Quran, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change our mindsets. Have contentment of heart. Be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Do not look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the next person. A lot of times a person will be spending exorbitant amounts of money, but that money does not belong to him. You will be going on fancy holidays, but that money that was utilized for it was not his money. You'll be driving fancy vehicles. The lockdown has exposed that as well. People are driving fancy vehicles. 1 month, they miss a payment. Those vehicles are no longer theirs. You do not know what a person went through to acquire what he did. Be happy with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And the third aspect of the that advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that wabki ala khati'atik. That cry over your sins. Definitely, we all fall into sin at some point or the other. It's impossible for a person to say that he's sinless. But the steps to salvation with regards to our ma'asiyat, with regards to our disobedience, is that we recognize our sin as a sin. And then cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our sins. But naturally, our tabiat is such that perhaps we may still want to leave our house. Our financial situation does allow it. We may leave our home, inshallah, if you have to do so. Go to that place in which the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not at its peak. And bear in mind our identity as reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And take advice from Quran and Hadith. One such advice when a person has to leave his home and go out can be learnt from the Ashabul Kahf, those youngsters who left their homes for the sake of the iman, for the sake of the preservation of the iman, and they went and they slept in a cave. Actually, one might say that for a person to be saved from fitnas, that will be the best solution for him today as well. That he goes and he finds himself a cave and he sleeps away there for a few days. Nevertheless, when these youngsters came out, and still in that worry and concern of preservation of iman, they advise the one youngster. And what advice do they give him? They say that now the time has come for us to eat. What do we do? Two advices. When inshallah, if we hold on to this, this will be a means of our salvation for this period that we are going to be facing now. He says, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طَعَامًا. That you should look that who has the most pure form of food. In today's time, we can say that doesn't mean the words halal are written on it, that it is halal. Or doesn't mean you are eating the fish that is not safe from contamination from haram. Or doesn't mean you are eating the seafood that there is no haram ingredients used to flavor that. Or even if it means having a dessert in an eatery which serves non-halal items, that your food is pure, it is halal. Be careful of what we eat. And the second advice that the youngster gives, that the youngsters give to one another, is that وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ وَلَا يُشْعِرَنَّ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. That keep a low profile. Lie low. No one should know what you are up to. Especially during this time, what they call that Insta culture. The culture that everyone has to know what you are doing. Everyone has to know what you are eating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this. This broadcasting every aspect of our life is the number one reason of people intending evil for us. If you analyze the advices of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam to his sons, the one that we are very well aware of, that when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam advised Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatika fayakidu laka kayda, that your own brothers, you'll share the same father, but don't tell them about the dream that you've seen, that you are going to be a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You tell your own brothers, they are going to be plotting against you. Also, the advices that he gave to his youngsters when he sent them in search of Binyamin and Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. What does he tell them? La tadkhulu min babi wahidi wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa. That y'all are youngsters. Y'all are all, y'all stand out. Y'all are good in stature. Y'all are pleasing to the eye. There are so many of you together. Each one individually is eye-catching. Imagine all of y'all together. What a scene y'all will make. La tadkhulu min babi wahidi wadkhulu min abwabin mutafarriqa. That don't enter from one door, all of y'all together. Each one of you will enter from a different door, so that you do not catch the eye. This was a means, the advice of Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, to save his youngsters from the evil, or to save his sons from the evil intentions of the evil doers. My dear brothers, we are inviting evil towards ourselves. If we broadcast whatever we are doing, and more so, if we are broadcasting our haram acts, we are encouraging, we are creating a culture of haram. We are encouraging other people to do haram. And as a result of which, those people who will act upon what we have broadcast as their haram will come upon us as well. So, we'll conclude, inshallah, with this main advice, that whilst the entire year we have been drummed, continuously we are being told that preserve your jaan, preserve jaan, preserve life, preserve life. We will say preserve iman, preserve iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to remain steadfast on iman, steadfast on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, steadfast away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give us the tawfiq of seeking the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our steadfastness, through our sabr, and through salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhir da'wana.